Today is the 18th of May. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So we are officially 9 days. That's 9 days till Heart of Worship presents Worship Breakfast on the 27th of May. That is all you are going to hear from me for the next 9 days. It's just to show how excited I am. Like, God has been so good on this journey. And so on that note, we are going to continue in the line of worship. Otherwise, I'll get carried away. We are going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Luke 5, verse 18. And it says this: some men came carrying a paralytic on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. And so, Heavenly Father, please bless us as we try to lead those family members who don't know you, our friends who may not have a relationship with you, to forgiveness and healing in Jesus. Give us the tenacity and tact to do this with gentleness and respect, without losing any sense of urgency to see them become Christians. We ask this in your name. So however you were listening to this today, I want to remind you that He cares and that He knows your name. Father, we worship you. Father, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you all the honor, we give you all the adoration, Father, because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You knew me before I was even born. You knew me before I was even formed. And so you knew that on this day, 18th of May, that I would be here on this podcast leading your people through worship. And so, God, I am eternally grateful. Eternally grateful. Mandarabasi kitiribu shakatarabasini. In your own words, in your own voice, just worship Him. Just lift up your voice and worship Him. Even if it means you making a sound, even if it means you picking up the Bible and just reading, if it means you meditating on a song that's been on your heart all week, in your own words, I want you to tell Him how much He means to you. We will never cease to worship you, God. That is our promise. To worship you, we live and breathe. We were created to worship you. We serve a God who has never failed us. We serve a God who has never let us down. We serve a God whose arms are stretched out and ready to catch us, ready to carry us, ready to hold our hands. We serve a God who just wants a relationship with us. And I believe that through our worship, we are building that relationship, because we're in constant communication. When we worship, I believe that we come in alignment. We begin to become in alignment with God. I believe our hearts are connecting when we worship God. There's something in worship. There is something in praise. And it should never be underestimated. Should never, ever be underestimated. And it should never be taken for granted. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Speak to your people today. Heal their hearts. I feel the Lord giving someone peace. I sense peace beyond our understanding. Whoever's mind is constantly on the go, whoever's mind is constantly thinking and it leads to worrying and self-doubt, I just feel God giving you peace. I just feel Him giving you peace right now. Yes, we honor you, God. We glorify you. We honor your name because of who you are. You remain the same. We worship you, God. Oh, yes, Lord. The Bible says in Psalms 119, verse 161, Prince, persecute me without cause, but my heart stands in awe of your words. When he says none shall be barren, he meant that none shall be barren. When he said that we should be fruitful and multiply, he meant that we should be fruitful and multiply. When he said that by his stripes we are healed, he meant that by his stripes we are healed. When he laid his head and died, he said it is finished. He meant that it is finished. When he said that we step over serpents and scorpions, he meant we have authority. We have authority over serpents and scorpions. And so I want you to trust in the Lord, because He's been good. He's been good to you. Oh yes, Lord. Mandara basiki telebo shakata mindiribu shandara babababasiki telebo shakata rabasindi. I have a Father. He calls me His own. And He'll never leave. No matter where I go, I have a Father. Oh yeah, He calls me His own. He'll never leave. no matter where you go. And he knows our every thought, and he sees each tear that falls, and he hears us when we call. He knows my name, my name, my name, my name, and he knows my every thought, and he sees each tear that falls. And he hears me when I call. Yeah, yeah. I have a father. He calls me his own. Bible says in Isaiah 66 verse 2, it says, "For my hand made all these things, thus all these things came into being, declares the Lord. But to this one I will look, to him who is humble and contrite of spirit and who trembles at my word. But to this one I will look, to him who is humble." My prayer is that as God looks to you, he looks to you because you are humble, and that you tremble at his every word. I need you to hold on to his word for dear life, and I want you to drink from his well, no matter where you go. We serve a merciful God, for he knows my name. Yeah, yeah. And he knows my every thought, and he sees each tear that calls, and he hears me when I call. Oh, yeah. Mandara basi kiteri bo, shandara basi kiteri bo, shandara basi. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mike terebo shandarabo senderebo seke terebo. Yeah, 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 yeah. And so our declaration today is, I declare I am grateful for who God is in my life and for what he has done. I will not take for granted the people, the opportunities, and the favor he has blessed me with. I will look at what is right and not what is wrong. I will thank him for what I have and not complain about what I don't have. I will see each day as a gift from God. My heart will overflow with praise and gratitude for all of his goodness. This is my So, Heavenly Father, our prayer this week has been, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that we are in Christ and He is in us. And we want to thank You that You are the husbandman and Jesus is the true vine and we are the branch. Help us to abide in Him moment by moment so that we may be fruitful in Your service and glorify Your holy name in word and in deed. Father, we ask that for the rest of this week and across this weekend, Father God, we place it into Your hands, not knowing what circumstances we may be faced with. But Father God, we know that Your grace will direct our path, guard our actions, influence our attitude, and guard our motives so that it may be a fruitful weekend and a time which brings glory to You. Father, we pray that for the rest of this week, we will be diligent in seeking You in all things, trusting You, Father God, for all the needs and necessities of life, not relying on ourselves, but Father God, depending on You utterly, utterly, knowing that this is honoring to Your name and Your will for all Your children. This we ask in Jesus' name. We have worshipped. Amen and amen and amen. So, thank you for joining us on this day. If you are new to Heart of Worship, I would love to keep in contact with you. So please message me. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook at JC May Music or JC May, on Twitter at JC May Music. Just keep in contact. I would love to know that you are on this journey with us. I say that we are on the Isaiah 66 verse 18 journey. And so we are ready. We are ready to receive God's glory. We are ready to see His glory, and we are ready for nations and tongues to come together so that we can experience that as a body of Christ. And so until tomorrow, my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue, and may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, stay blessed. Bye.